Hey there, everyone. Before we start this episode, I just wanted to take a moment to remember a very creative and passionate member of the TTV message boards that went by the name of Adazai. Adazai had been living with Duchenne muscular dystrophy for 20 years now, and unfortunately, he very recently passed away. Throughout his time on the message boards, Adazai graced us with his various works of art and creations. And though his disability prevented him from using traditional pieces, it never hindered his ability to create, inspire, and share his experiences and passion with his fellow members. Adazai defined what it was to be a fan of LEGO, and his presence within our community will never be forgotten. From all of us here at TTV, we dedicate this episode to you, Adazai. Stay awesome. Five, four, three, two, one,
sink.
Sink.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to TTV episode 222.
Hey, yo!
I'm messing up.
That was completely messed up by that. I'm Varder.
I'm LJ.
I'm Jonathan.
I'm Benathan.
And I'm Fwethathan.
I'm Ted Kumathan Vanuvathan.
Sounds like the title of a nice
Some of my friends
movie.
Just call me Dog.
And welcome to TTV this week. The big 222. Great episode. Memorable number.
It is pretty.
Has two tutus.
You Join think us. About it, 222. That's how many weeks we've sat down and just done
it's
this.
It's pretty crazy.
Think about it, it's actually pretty impressive.
That's pretty cool. I gotta be honest here. I don't like this new format where we say the names right.
I like this new format.
I think
that everyone just keeps screwing it up.
No, I don't like it.
I mean, like, on Brickfeed, man, you guys do not have any respect for how this is supposed to
I think it's fine on Brickfeed, but I also think part of the joke is screwing it up on Brickfeed, so it kind of works in tandem with each other. But, like, here, I'm not a fan at all. I hate it. I think the only problem is that we never did it soon enough in the podcast, but now it's too soon. Now it completely cuts out that, like, just that first nice little epic conversation before we introduce ourselves. I like that format more.
I do. Here's the thing I will say, Var, in defense of your point, is that the theme that we have for the TTV podcast does lend itself better to having a little bit of a pre-discussion before we go into the names. Hmm. Or, like, something before we go into... The episode, you know what I'm saying?
Consideration,
yeah, with Brickfeed, the theme is better to, like, you know, go into it immediately. But
let's give input and well,
testing. We're
How's
testing.
Your audio?
I haven't started my audio yet. What are you doing, Viper? I mean, Fluffy. Oh.
Yeah,
I did just look up. Granted, I clicked the very first thing I saw and didn't actually look to see if this was correct or not. I did just look up what 222 weeks are, and it like converted to years. Apparently, that's 4.25 years.
Makes sense.
We have an episode for every single day, every single week for 4 years.
What have I been doing with my life?
We would have more if we hadn't taken off that stupid year in like 2011, 2012.
Yeah, we'd be up to like 270 something.
Yes.
Yeah. We'd be almost to 300, honestly, had we not
you
decided
know,
to like.
If you consider that each podcast is roughly an hour, that's a solid more than 9 days of podcasting back to back to back.
Incredible.
Yeah.
That sounds like a death sentence.
Yeah.
You have to listen to it before you die.
Listen Your to face every is a death episode. Sentence.
Yeah. Well, because you have to go through
Guantanamo
the
Bay forced
we
to
have
listen
like,
to a podcast episode.
We literally have about 100 episodes that are crap. Like, terrible.
Yeah.
Episode 90 is the episode we actually get good.
Get good.
You can hear the quality difference in that, too.
Yeah,
like, if you go back and listen to episode 90, it's one of my favorite episodes, because Var did a thing where we all recorded individually on Audacity for the first time in a while. We didn't do that before.
I mean, it's
and
crazy.
Then,
we've been doing this for over 6 years. It's just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of evolutions happened in between that first episode.
There's progression.
My...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Sorry.
Okay.
My favorite times were just like those ones back then, those awkward silences, and then Messi going, so, on to the next bit of news.
Okay, I begrudgingly
Well, actually, no, it was, so, on to the next bit of news.
Yeah, there you go. I just can't agree, because every time I listen to, like, pre-episode 90 Messi, I want to punch my computer screen.
Well, we're all so low energy. We're all just like, we are, but
I was the one leading the discussion. There couldn't have been a less energetic person than
yeah,
honestly.
That is true.
Like, so guys,
really,
how about that Batman minifigure set?
Please,
how
clap.
About the, how about the set? Clap.
So on today's news.
How about those Iron Man 3 sets?
My favorite thing is whenever you would like go through the news, or someone would go through the news, and it's like, all right, so that was interesting. What do you guys think about that?
Cricket.
Silence. And then maybe one person might go, it's neat and such.
Yeah.
Cricket.
Silence.
That was so good.
All right, I guess we'll move on to the...
It was also, here's the thing, too. Even if, like, what the heck of Dita Dudes, which was... a classic segment we had, it was always interesting too because you never really got mad during that, and so it was
the
like
whole
a rant
idea
series
was that you're supposed to be ridiculously
like
out
here's the
of
thing,
control
like Var can go
like
you've heard Var on this podcast before. Var can just explode into like
box of useless junk.
I don't
yeah
think,
exactly no. The whatever, you know, whatever he wants to.
I don't think Matt's
it was always
been
interesting
angry
that like instead
recently.
Var just
When's
the last time you were
mad?
Angry?
Last episode.
Hold on.
Bar,
when's
you
the last time you were
episode?
Actually angry?
I was a raging raisin last episode.
Yeah, you should have heard that.
Oh,
Bar.
I forgot
he was
about,
like,
yeah.
He was going crazy. He
oh,
kind of
really?
Scared me.
Yeah,
sounded
I don't
like
know
he
why.
Wanted to stab people.
It was because
I don't know. I don't understand
oh, no,
why
no.
either.
He had PTSD over Bionicle 2015.
Oh, okay, that was one part of it. Oh, we were discussing the ending again for the first time in like 4 weeks, but also
no,
there
like
was
the toxic relationship
out.
He had with Bionicle.
There was a random parade outside my place that was really loud and causing background noise, and like I was just stressing out about that.
Yeah,
like,
the revenge.
He was
of
so mad. You should have heard him. He was like, "Shut up!"
I kept trying to say this one thing for like 3 minutes, and Kai kept like making jokes about the parade, and I was like, "Come on, man!"
You know, Meso, people are starting to push back to our quote unquote G2 negativity.
I noticed.
Yeah, they didn't like it.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Wait, what?
They're not happy.
No,
yeah,
they
people
didn't
want
like
to
it.
People are getting
that
finally
sucks.
Sick
yeah.
of us talking about all the
yeah,
bad things.
Yeah, I'm
about
getting
G2.
Sick of myself complaining about it.
To all the people in the
I wish there
comments,
was nothing to complain
I,
about.
Yeah,
I understand
okay.
your frustration. I'm just there, right there with you. If there were positive things, I would talk
if,
about
yeah, it. Yeah, I know. If there was something positive to talk about, we would have talked about it
I'll,
by
well,
now.
I'll run down
we
the
have
right
wrong.
Now.
We, there are positive things, like the set.
Yeah,
sets
death.
Are really good.
That we've already talked about the sets. We've
yeah,
talked
we've
about the
death.
Positive
yeah,
things
know, but
for the past 400 episodes.
We've
to be
the only thing left is a legacy of a really crappy thing.
We've
to
also
be fair, we've also talked about the negative
times
stuff.
On the same thing
yeah,
over
and
over
we were
again.
Doing it again, and that's
yeah,
what
I was
we're
gonna
like,
say
okay.
that.
I
believe the complaints
like,
are absolutely justified.
You took me
no,
back to like episode 108.
We talk
or
a lot about the negativity.
I think the problem
like
is
not a lot to positive.
I think the problem is we just need to stop talking about G2.
Yeah, we just need to shut up and move on.
We,
like,
yeah, because apparently
like
we can't talk about it. Apparently, we can't talk about it without repeating, retreading on old terrain.
Unfortunately, I believe that if people have a problem with us stating our opinions on Bionicle as a whole or Bionicle G2 as a whole, they probably aren't watching the proper podcast.
Yeah, that is fair.
We desperately wanted to talk about Bionicle, and when there just wasn't enough there to it, we started analyzing what there was, and it doesn't hold up
listen,
under pressure.
We did this with G1 too. We did all the conversations we had about G2, we had about G1. The difference is, there's actually things to talk about in
G1.
There's 10 years worth of
okay.
stuff, so we don't rehash
there
the
is...
same two things.
There is actually some news regarding G1.
Okay.
Messer.
Maybe we should talk about this briefly.
Can I?
Yeah, bring it. Outline
okay.
this. This is weird,
so,
dude.
For some bizarre reason, for Bar Magna in 2009, there were all these different tribes, and the idea was these tribes were the inspiration for all the different Matoran elements in the Matoran universe. You know,
right.
Jungle... fire,
okay.
water, so on. Well, there was the rock tribe. Apparently, there was also the earth tribe, and they were supposed to have an impact in the sequel to TLR. Greg Farshtey, writer for Bionicle
right.
Ninjago, has said on the LEGO message boards that he will reveal a story regarding the earth tribe.
What?
I'm so excited! I'm hyped for this!
Who cares?
Hold on. Wait, hold on.
Wait.
Hang on. Hang up your coat, because we don't know if this means he will give us a bullet point list or an actual
probably a bullet
short
point
story.
List.
Yeah, he may mean, like, oh, a story, because the thing with the Earth tribe is it doesn't exist. Like, To be honest, yeah. To my understanding, the only Earth tribe person was in the leaked Bionicle, not leaked, it was officially released, the Bionicle 5 the, script.
Yeah, the preemptive
but
script.
But is it true that yeah. it was supposed to be the placeholder for the Iron tribe?
I don't know anything about that.
That would be interesting.
I never heard
anything.
Says. Well, BSO1 took down the Iron Earth tribe page.
Yeah, but they have a little piece of trivia on the Iron tribe page.
Yeah, I mean,
the idea
is it
that
Anna, is it citated?
I don't know.
Citated?
Isn't it? Isn't that proper?
Cited?
That's a citation. It's cited.
Let's see. Dictionary.com. C-I-T-A-T-E-D. Citated. And
the only thing cited is
yeah,
the
how about that?
5 treatment. So.
No results.
No figure. Wow.
Dang. Oh, well. I'll make mistakes sometimes.
They're situated.
Greg Farshtey said on December 15th, 2009, the whole Earth tribe thing was simply because we had not yet decided what the plague tribe's element would be at that point. So Earth with a
wait,
Earth
did you say plague tribe?
Yes.
No.
Plague tribe.
That's right.
Oh, wait, yeah.
So Earth was a placeholder.
Yeah,
so he's now undoing that, I guess, maybe to make the Earth tribe canon.
Yep. Yeah. So he had said that the Earth tribe was a thing.
Yeah.
And
make
I don't
Earth tribe
you.
Canon again.
Because why do we need that?
I don't know.
Why do we need
of
that?
Of all the things Bionicle fans want Greg to do, I don't think the Earth tribe is on anyone's list.
No. No,
I mean,
not
like,
at all.
I mean,
not
okay, here's
all.
The thing.
The
Greg
what
was
tribe?
Like, okay, well, I was thinking that you guys really want to know about Takaniv's destiny. So let's do something about
he
the Earth tribe, guys.
It's
they're
like
great.
It's
he doesn't have
fine.
One
what's
canonically
they're not canon? That's
and
not
from an
that.
Outsider's perspective because he literally didn't
that's
write a destiny
that.
For him.
Now, do keep in mind, we don't know when this is coming out. He said that he was going to do this like a month ago, and he was recently reminded. Apparently, it's a tragic backstory.
Wait, for the
like
tribe?
Expect, yes, expect
so
something dark
dies.
And angsty.
No.
Yay!
Yeah!
Like
we're
going
like
back!
I'm done with Bionicle making me cry.
We're going back to 2006! Yeah!
Oh my
when
gosh.
Did Bionicle make you cry when G2
yeah,
didn't
yeah, when it
story.
Ended the
party.
First time, no, when kidding. It ended the second time, when they did 2005, when they did...
gosh,
hey, hey, Fweffy. You and I should watch Spider-Man 3 again to prepare ourselves.
Oh, yeah. The, no, no,
oh,
that
Spider-Man
one,
3.
My, the one scene we need to see is that scene where he's just prancing about and he goes
yes,
in
that
clothes store.
Prancing about is the best word I've seen to
he's
describe
like,
that.
He's like puckered
lips.
It's two words.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
He invented duck face, I think.
No, he invented no. 2006 cringe angst.
But
he
it came out in 2007.
It was slow for its time, okay?
It's like, in retrospect, you could be like, that's exactly what 2006 was like. Thanks, Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, Spider-Man 3 looked to the proc and was like, we want this as a villain. Can you do this,
yes.
Tobey Maguire? Like,
no,
flattens his
we
hair.
Want this
I can
as
do
hero.
It.
So, what Greg really needs to do, honestly, is because he hasn't been able to post his stories on an official LEGO site, like, you know, BionicleStory.com, what he just needs to do is finish up the serials and post them to the LMB. Problem solved.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
The thing,
Bionicle is over. There's no reason he can't.
It's the thing where
well, I mean,
there's
the
two
thing
reasons.
Is...
He maybe is still doing stuff for LEGO because he wrote the Dark Island trilogy for Ninjago, so it may again be a case of he doesn't have the time or personal interest. And two, it's even more removed. Like, the people who wanted those serials continued, it's been, like, 6 years. You know? Interest is waning.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it doesn't exist. Don't get mad at me, fans. I know there's
no, no, no. I'm not.
I'm mad.
No, no, you're right.
I think,
you're
like,
right.
The main thing, too, is that, like, you're expecting this dude to write serials for something that, like, he's not going to get paid for anymore.
Yeah,
he's not
exactly.
Get paid for. It's incredibly niche. Very few people
right.
See it, let alone appreciate it.
Greg is
it.
A very intelligent person.
He's,
Greg remembers
he's
a lot of stuff, and he's
but
very
he,
patient.
But he doesn't
he
have all that
lot
time,
of garbage.
Though.
I bet he's forgotten a lot of stuff, too. I bet if he went and tried to
yeah.
write the story again, there'd be plot holes out the wazoo.
Look, George R. R. Martin has been writing his book series for goodness how long, and he's forgotten things.
I think he needs to hire me as his personal assistant to write these serials.
I mean,
wait, is it because you remember all the stuff in
canon?
It's
the West.
Yeah. Is that what you're saying? Well, isn't that
the only cereal you'd be writing about is like Frosted Flakes?
Okay, I swear. Before this podcast cereal started, killers. Right before Frosted we started, I pulled nasty, I poured myself a bowl of cereal and did not put any milk in.
Did you know,
and so
LJ?
I just have a bowl of dry cereal sitting next to me. That
you're
I was
barbarian. Going
to eat.
I know a lot of people who do that.
LJ, yeah. Do you like cereal?
Not me, but
I don't like milk in my cereal.
You
sometimes.
Should. There's a place in London called
barbarians.
The cereal,
well, here's
cereal
the thing.
Killer shop, and it's you basically
wow.
kill cereals.
They
all, so all they there. Really sell is cereal.
Okay, thank you, Viper.
Just letting you know that.
We were having a conversation.
No, I know.
I don't care.
That's why I'm acknowledging it. Thank you for the conversation.
Are you prioritizing your own voice over hers?
I prioritize my own voice over everyone.
You're sexist!
Wait.
Well, you're racist,
so
there
someone's
we go.
A misogynist? Dude, can you, like, do something about my right shoulder? It's been giving me a pain, you know, all week.
Wow.
I wonder if there is someone out there who's like,
I'll give you
who
a
has
pain.
Not realized
really
this
happened.
I'm getting up Tumblr now, and I'm gonna write a massive post.
Okay.
I'm not happy.
All right.
I
Anyhow,
found that pretty funny.
So, the thing about cereal, right? You have milk. Guess what? It makes your cereal soggy, and if you take too long to eat it, then it gets really soggy
then,
really
well,
quickly.
Well, you need to get good!
Okay.
That's because it takes you 10 million years to eat something!
Listen, I'm not saying that's how everyone should eat it. I'm saying that's why I eat it that way. Ben was like, you're a maniac for doing it, and I'm like, here's why I do
I
it.
Say
I'm not saying
maniac.
It's the default way to eat cereal.
You're putting words in my mouth. You better not take too long putting those words in my mouth, otherwise they're going to get soggy. No, anyway.
I'm pretty soggy right now.
I said barbarian. Thank you
okay,
very much.
Sure.
Which you are.
Barbarian.
Because cereal is meant to be eaten with
a barbarian.
Milk. Barbarian.
Okay, but yeah, no. I agree with Var. The only person here
Do
that
you?
Has that problem is you.
I'm not
hey,
listen,
we're on the same side.
I'm saying
oh, you're right. This feels
I'm defending feels good. My I'm explaining why I do something. And it's because of a personal problem.
Your
also like
snack problem is eat your food faster, you freaking
yeah.
freak.
Some cereals get soggy a lot
you
faster.
Freaking well, freak.
I'm sorry, Var. I don't want to put on that much weight too quickly. So I'm
I
just
don't
like,
think you're going to put on weight by eating a bowl of cereal in a reasonable amount of time.
That's how I stay thin, man.
All right, don't worry, Kahi.
Okay, to be fair,
if it does get too soggy, just put it in the microwave about a minute and bring it right back out.
The minute it gets soggy, you put it in the microwave.
Have you actually used the microwave? I mean, that's just radiation.
If it's something like Cap'n Crunch, that will get soggy really fast. Whereas if you have something like a crackling oat
cereal
brand,
cereal
it's
hold
not
up
a big
after
problem.
Repeated microwave.
I can't.
I know we're doing this next
bites,
fair.
Just take a couple bites, leave it out, and then the next 2 days, come back and start eating it again.
I'd like right. to say this
freezer.
Wasn't an issue at Brick Fair,
make it like a yogurt.
But this absolutely Ew. Was a problem at Brick Fair because you did take several bowls of cereal. And Vin, you did this too.
You
can
make
the milk
out.
One time all the milk
yeah.
got spilled over the floor.
Oh, your people
I
might
washed,
be angry.
I washed
Hold
my
up.
Don't
yeah,
leave
know,
the milk out.
I know you did wash the bowls, but there was one time some milk was
yeah.
left out. And we like it got...
There was several times where milk was
off.
Yes.
Oh, that's not
well,
me.
It wasn't
that
me.
Was not me.
But you're the only one okay. who drank
it
milk.
It was someone.
There's not that many people that actually ate that cereal. Though.
But like, yeah. we just went over this whole thing where I don't eat my cereal with milk. So if there's milk left out, guess what? It's not me.
No,
dude,
no, Kai. I'm not sure if it's...
Who...
I mean, there were multiple cups, so I can't. I don't believe it was only one person.
I'm not.
And I didn't
no,
eat
it wasn't
cereal
I
at
never
all,
ate
so
cereal
it
or drank milk. But either way,
no,
it's,
I did know.
It's a moot point. It was just funny.
Either
right.
way, there were a
let's
lot
play
of
this blame game.
And you guys are animals.
Like, that just reminded me. Everyone
I clean
here.
Up after myself, thank you very much.
Yeah,
apparently
every
not.
Single okay, person was it was either Var.
There's evidence of not cleaning up after
the mirror.
It was. Huh? It was either Val
leaving your Lego trash all over the place. Hey guys, I get like $200 worth of Legos.
My Lego
my
trash doesn't collect ants.
I'm so cool.
The Lego trash doesn't collect ants.
Everyone can be hacked. So,
yeah, but you're messy as...
Wow.
I mean, you can't. You
I
really can't argue on messy if you're leaving
the same mistake
you
made just a few minutes ago.
$200 Legos.
That should be the episode title. Your messy is mm.
messy is.
Vin is really salty about the milk being left out.
No, who was with me when we were cleaning up the kitchen? And like there was this off milk. And like, we tried pouring it down, and it was like sloppy.
Someone left the entire jug of milk outside.
Oh, that definitely wasn't me, man.
Outside as in, just out to the fridge, or as in outside?
Out of the fridge.
Okay.
Yeah, not outside the house.
I was
going to
have a lot of questions
outside the house, so we could have tried bears. And I was like, who the heck left the milk outside, you barbarian?
Yeah, no, seriously. Barbarian is the word I would use to describe
yeah,
some people.
I can absolutely say. You should not leave the milk out.
I never
I mean, LJ slept on the floor, so I think
hold up now, Let's just go ahead and figure this out here. Who actually drank the milk?
Never once.
Not me.
I had some milk.
I drank the Kool-Aid.
Viper, did you drink the milk?
No, I don't like drinking
Did you ever
milk.
Have a bowl of cereal?
I did have a bowl of cereal, but I ate it all.
That means the only freaking people that could have left the milk out was Vin, Viper, and Kahi.
I didn't, listen... I don't drink the milk either.
I may forget a lot of things.
Why did you leave it out?
I may forget a lot of things, but the one thing
yeah,
I never forget
what I decided
is
like, oh, you know what I want to do? I just want to take this milk and...
TTV 222.
I know Meso didn't leave it out because Meso put everything in the fridge.
Wait a minute,
even Oreo.
No, that was me!
Weren't some of us drinking milk?
No, no, no. I trust me. I put Oreos in the fridge too.
I put them in the fridge too.
Yeah, high five.
And then Shalal was like, why did you put Oreos in the fridge?
It's good, man. It tastes cold and like...
Shut up!
Weren't some of us, weren't some of us drinking milk?
Fluff!
I put Oreos in the fridge. It's not that tough.
No one cares! Oh my god, you put Oreos in the fridge. Vin, what were you saying?
I just wanted to ask if anybody drank milk when we had the donuts.
No. I didn't even eat a donut.
No.
Wait, we had donuts?
We had donuts?
We had donuts.
Okay.
Oh, no, no,
no,
we did.
No, no,
you people
no,
don't even remember what you ate or drank.
Kahi, hold on. This is great, because I can no longer take you at your word, Kahi, because you specifically, in the Kool-Aid video, looked at the donuts on the counter.
What?
So you knew they were there.
Donuts.
What? You knew
yes,
they were
we
there,
got
Kahi.
We got donuts. I bought them.
We had
I remember that now.
We had a
box of
Dunkin' Donuts.
I ate half of them.
Okay, but what do you mean you can't
take me?
So is your evidence that I looked I looked
the evidence is that the point he's making is that even if you had left the milk out, you wouldn't remember because you don't even remember the donuts.
Yeah.
No, but you didn't remember the donuts, and you said you didn't have the milk either.
Oh,
but I definitely didn't have the milk.
Yeah, I didn't have the milk either. We just went through this whole thing where you guys are laughing at me because I don't have milk.
The thing
and
is,
now you're like, oh, no,
the
you
only thing I drank was root beer and Red Bull,
dude.
And I didn't.
Ugh.
I haven't felt so lactose intolerant.
Yeah, I didn't eat any of the cereal because I was conserving it because I didn't want anybody to eat it all so I could take it back to my apartment and eat it there.
And I could not drink
cereal,
the milk because
but as
of what Ben just said.
I eat cereal without milk.
Okay, well, first of all, you said that you sometimes eat cereal without milk. So let's get that out of the way right now. You did not say that.
And we
so
know
at
your
any
memory
point, you still
is not
eaten
that reliable.
You still could have eaten cereal with the milk.
Okay, you're saying I'm not reliable because I looked at something once in the video?
At 4 a.m. in the morning.
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. It's in a video. That is a video you edited.
At 4 a.m.
So,
in the morning.
You
can
see that
sure.
box of donuts multiple different times.
This is true.
I'm not paying attention to every single thing in the video while I'm editing
it,
though.
I'm just saying, there was a box of donuts on the counter,
like
and
Sherlock
you forgot about it.
It doesn't really matter who...
It doesn't even matter.
The thing is, only three people... Either drink the milk, or sure, in one narrative, only two people drank the milk.
I hate drinking milk.
In your narrative, you didn't drink your milk. That's your narrative.
Well, no, I
so,
definitely did
I
not
definitely.
Drink milk.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying that that's your narrative, though. That's what you're saying.
But I didn't, though.
We so, need to stop.
I made an active point of not drinking the milk.
No, listen, I understand that. Like, I understand that you are saying that you didn't drink the milk. I'm saying that's also a narrative. You're saying, like, oh, this is a fact, and you guys have a narrative. No, you have your narrative, too. Your narrative is that you didn't drink your milk.
Well, no, my narrative is fact. Your narrative is stupid.
We need to stop crying over spilled
yeah,
milk.
Yeah, but they're both still narratives.
Wow.
I didn't drink the milk.
Wow.
All I'm saying... is that I was the only one there cleaning up the whole house
no,
after
I
your
but
you
were
don't
joke,
don't
that's
that.
Another bull
don't that is
dude,
BS
I was helping
no
you.
No
we I
that
watched
is,
so
that
only,
is another dumb narrative
the only
right
person that helped me clean
the only
offered
person
to help me clean was Kahi and I told him to go
dude,
home
I, Oh, when was this?
Who's cleaning too?
Oh, yeah, after you guys, yeah.
This is after everyone left.
That is true.
I spent 2.5 hours cleaning that entire house while everyone was gone.
Well, I would have
said.
Can
I just say?
That's because everyone had to leave.
No one helped the day before
cleaned
we left.
Up some stuff.
Well, no one's going to clean up the mess
true.
That you made
that
after everyone left.
No.
That is definitely
true.
We were supposed to clean the day before and no one did.
Right.
Did.
We were supposed to have a cleaning day and we just didn't do that.
We picked up the trash on the floor and we killed all the ants. That's about all we did.
So
I recall that.
If there's one thing I've learned, it's that next year at Brick Fair, I'm staying at the hotel with a vocal.
Nah, man.
Please stay there.
These people are freaking barbarians.
House was hype, dude.
Okay, hang on. I cleaned up after myself.
Yeah, I didn't really make much of a mess.
I didn't speak for yourself. The worst mess I ever made was I stole
a few chips, which I promptly picked up.
Listen, I cleaned up after myself too, but obviously there's some level of difference when we all talk about cleaning after ourselves, because the house was actually dirty when we all left.
Kahi? You and Ven would leave food out. I don't believe you.
I did not leave any food out. You're crazy.
You left
the
bowl of cereal
there.
Out
I lost
on
like
the table.
5 pounds that entire week.
The worst thing I did was leave the Oreos down the side of the couch.
I mean,
that was it.
To be fair, losing 5 pounds, you can still lose 5 pounds and leave food out.
That's probably why. You didn't finish it all. You just left it there.
What?
I'm so glad
you lost your weight.
But listen, I mean, here's the thing. Everyone is saying... Here's what we know. At some point, everyone here is full of it because the house is still dirty. We can't all have been the clean people.
No, I wasn't messed up. But I wasn't messy, though.
I may have left a bottle of water.
Okay, Fleff. I will say I made a note of you. You are not innocent, actually.
I specifically remember you.
Because you left the Red Bulls that I graciously gave you out without finishing them.
Okay, fair enough. I didn't remember that part.
So you definitely left things out, and that definitely did collect.
The only thing I remember was I spilled a few habanero nacho tortilla chips.
It was the freaking Red Bulls.
Well, no, okay, hold up. Let's also make something clear. Let's make something clear, right? We're not, when we talk about like things being a little dirty, we're not actually talking about like the entire house being covered in filth.
No, we're talking about like trash.
Like some people have a different level of what they considered to be clean. We were, and as far as like, I mean, I've been in college dorm rooms before. We are a very good general level of clean the entire time we were there. We're nitpicking the actual amount of cleanliness. We are not like filthy guests or anything. I don't want to give the impression to any viewers that we went to someone's house and trashed it, disorganized, messy, cluttered.
There is a reason we're talking about leaving one bottle
of Red Bull or like one bowl of cereal out.
TTV 222. I didn't drink
the milk.
It was
a little bit more than one.
It was. I mean,
yeah, that
there
was like
a lot of Lego stuff too. To be fair,
there were like three cups of milk.
The
just sitting
was
there.
The worst.
Yeah, who kept drinking milk and not finishing it?
I remember you guys
put
kept
my
on
name.
Saying,
I
hey,
put my name
put
on
your
my
name
cup,
on
man.
This cup.
Yeah, I was just about to say. I put my name on my cup. I drank my milk
In
out
Ben's
of that
defense,
cup. I drank everything out of that cup.
I did see him write his name on his milk cup. I did see that happen.
Mm-hmm. Thank
you. But was the milk cup still sitting there?
Yeah. Was that one of the cups there?
I recall it having Ben's name, the one that was spilled at least.
The only thing I recall leaving out were water bottles, but I'd always write my name on them. So I knew which ones were mine.
A few water bottles.
I don't even remember drinking water.
I do remember drinking water.
I don't remember having anything besides from like cereal,
Sprite.
LJ sandwiches, which were
oh,
like sent
the
from
root beer. We had the remember we had the root beer.
Oh my goodness, come on.
I swear, man.
The sandwich was only okay.
Oh, what?
The sandwich was hype, dude.
Sandwich blasphemy.
Now I know you're full of crap this episode.
I'm just saying, man, I've had better.
Well, these are things we need to improve on.
How about, all right, no, you know what? I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, you make the sandwiches next year.
I don't know if you can.
I want to taste.
He's not. Well,
your
to be
sandwich.
Fair, he's not saying he could make better. He's
I thought you were about to
can.
Say that he wasn't qualified to make sandwiches. For
no.
A
I mean,
there.
You
I
can you can know if a sandwich isn't good. Doesn't mean that you are a quality sandwich
maker. Exactly.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah. That's like
he doesn't need to be
same,
able to
like...
make better.
Yeah.
I don't care, man.
Like I don't need
I
to be a chef to know when
sandwich.
Something tastes bad. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
Bar says it wasn't good. I want to see.
Takuma just posted a very funny image.
It will
in
be
chat.
In the video.
Okay, I never actually watch our podcast videos. So
yeah,
we all start laughing at
no,
how much you actually edit them. I try to put them in. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, unless they're like...
Sometimes they're not appropriate.
Sometimes they're not.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Well, I mean, okay. Listen, at the end of the day, there was smoke out... Smoke.
Smilk! Smilk.
It was you!
There was milk. Wait, what? There was milk left out. Ants were collected for a day. We had to kill the
you
ants.
You collected the ants?
He sabotaged the entire thing.
You purposefully left out the Red Bull, the milk, and the chips.
Like,
sick little head could collect all of these poor innocent ants from that house. So you could put them in your little ant hill in your big apartment filled with little goodies and structures and ant hills and ant farms and
stuff. You already said ant hill.
Sick. I wish I... No, there's so many...
Jeez, it's a resort field.
Anyway, so there was milk there, and then ants were collected, and then we had to kill them.
Don't you dare try to change the subject, you sick
But at the
criminal.
End of the day, the Brick Fair trip was okay.
Okay.
Terminal.
Yeah, it was only okay.
What? Aww. Oh, you're... now. Okay, I agree with Ben now. You're so full
You're
of
just
trash.
As spoiled as that milk
He's
was
full
now.
Full of ants, man.
Like, I mean, corrupted. Listen, he also forgot about the donuts.
Wait,
so.
What if the ants took him over? And the ants are talking right now, and they're saying it's okay because
like
we killed a bunch
his
of their
body
family.
Like a puppet.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be okay if we killed some of their family. I don't
well,
think
it
that...
would be okay
no,
because
dude,
they got away.
Dude, we killed so many ants. We went on
they
an ant-killing spree and just, like, smashed so
there
many
were quite
of them.
A, there were quite
oh,
a lot
no,
of
I'm
ants.
I'm saying that's okay for us. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I don't think ants would be happy that some of their own kind, you know...
Probably not, but I'm not happy they were all up in our business, in our house.
Wasn't even our house.
If you really think about it, we kind of committed genocide.
We did. And genocide.
Oh,
no, we didn't commit genocide. We didn't kill every single ant alive.
Ants in a nest are born.
That's just kind of a massacre.
Like, do you think they're going to give a crap if like a few
That's
hundred die?
That's why I
die?
Said kind of committed.
I don't think you need to kill every single species or every single individual ant in the world for it to be genocide.
No, I mean, like, we didn't, like, I mean...
Maybe.
No, I
that's
agree
part
with
of it.
He's right.
I can't verify. Genocide may be the complete eradication.
It's... I
it's
can
not.
Definitely tell you it's not. It's a
I
large
don't.
Scale.
Guys, it's
yeah,
okay.
It's
yeah, but, like, I'm saying that, like, I mean, we only killed a very small group of ants out of the percentages of ants that were around that area. So
that
we didn't actually commit genocide.
Story.
But it doesn't matter unless it's
what
it's
story
a large,
should that possibly
remind
you of?
Does matter.
Talking about genocide.
No, the percentage of ants that were killed from the entire population does not matter in terms of the definition to genocide.
Yeah, it does.
You.
No, it doesn't. Genocide is just the killing of a large group of ants.
But what the is it large? Ants, large is relative.
The deliberate and systematic extermination of a national, racial, political, or cultural group.
Therefore, ants.
It doesn't say anything about the amount or a majority or anything like that, so long as the ants are a political group.
Yeah, but like if I murdered LJ and Meso, you wouldn't say, man, you genocided those white people.
Well,
no.
Yeah,
you only
I just
killed
two
individuals.
You already killed
that's
two.
Because you that's because you only did two individuals. It wasn't, you know, you weren't doing it based on
I'm
a group of people.
Because
you were doing
serious.
So what if I killed everyone in TTV? Would I have committed genocide against Bionicle fans?
Are we a political group?
No.
Wait, we are cult
because you were only targeting TTV people, not Bionicle fans.
Would it be the genocide of TTV? Probably.
Yeah, because I killed the majority of TTV members.
Yeah, but you said Bionicle fans.
At the very least, it'd be a decimation.
Let's move away from this discussion.
It's not an extermination of like a small amount of individuals, though. It's a large amount of individuals. So if you killed us and like, I don't know. I don't think you're thinking this through.
Let's just move on.
You're
shall we?
Right. We just some ants. That's it. Through. We didn't commit genocide.
Move on.
Let's just accept the fact that the reason the ants were there.
I was visited last night by some
ghost?
Otherworldly extraterrestrials.
The ghost
they,
of
like,
Thanksgiving's past.
They teleported into my bedroom and
was it a Galador fan?
They awoke me from my sleep and they
did
said,
he tell you
hey.
To pick up your milk?
So okay. These aliens, they came over and they delivered me some chips. Some milk, and they said, "Have fun, buddy-o, pal."
You know, you're supposed to stick things with glue, not smell it.
And so I sat there thinking to myself, "Wow, I think that was like a close encounter of the Venkind," and that's the end of the story. So okay, not, what? No, we can
what?
Move on.
What are you smoking? What? Can I have it?
I mean,
proposition,
whatever.
What
is
that?
We don't condemn whatever it is Ben's taking. That's what we don't condemn. Drugs
Wait,
are bad,
kids. You don't
kids.
Condemn or you don't condone?
Well, condone.
Here, let me
you're
explain,
right.
All right?
You're right.
So, let me shed some light on this Lego computer that some dude made and posted on
okay,
Reddit.
Okay, come on.
Ben, you baffle it.
What are you?
What is this, Ben?
What are you right now?
Save it a Lego brick.
So basically, this guy, he bought a bunch of Lego parts online and kind of arranged some sort of, I don't know how he did it really. There's like a step-by-step process of how he was designing this thing, but he managed to fit every single computer component into this. He had like the power supply, the hard drive, and all that stuff.
I mean, if you build it big enough.
Thrown into it.
That's nuts.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's just like the thought that was put into designing it. Like, I don't know how he came up with it, you know?
Very carefully.
Okay.
I can't imagine that the cooling is all that great, the circulation.
That's what I was thinking, too, especially considering, you know, it's all plastic.
Maybe he has liquid cooling.
Maybe.
Somewhere.
But I mean, like,
this is pretty
I'm just wondering,
I'm
like, how much...
pictures. Like, this is something else.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, like, how much this plastic can take. Like, hopefully it doesn't heat up that much. I mean, I don't think that the Lego pieces would, like, melt or anything.
I don't see any water cooling going on.
Yeah,
I don't either. So
I
really
like,
don't know.
Traditional fans.
I do know, like, the new Mac Pro, that's, like, it's cylinder shape, is meant to, like, have ventilation. But this is kind of a triangle-esque shape, you know? And I don't know how well the air would conduct in that. I'm assuming it works good, because he seems to know what he's doing. And this is a very great feat
of
engineering.
Yeah, this is very complex.
Yeah, let me see if I can find the Reddit posts.
People can
real quick.
People can make, like, things out of almost anything now. Found out about something the other day. Like, someone was able to play Overwatch with a microwave.
What?
Yeah, they played Symmetra with a microwave.
Yeah,
and they also
used
played Winston with bananas. They played Mercy with like a Nerf gun and a broomstick. They've played they just all sorts of weird Overwatch
stuff.
Yeah,
and he played Symmetra with a microwave because there's a saying online called the Symmetra microwave is when she puts all the turrets in one room. So you walk in, you get destroyed.
Very nice.
And it was... He played pretty well. So he was
he
using
got
a microwave.
The game.
He got play of the game.
Well, yeah, well, using the microwave as Symmetra.
One person soloed a Destiny raid with a Rock Band drum set using the drums.
That's
to, like,
awesome.
Stuff.
Man. Wow.
That was, man, that
people
is...
People do crazy things.
That sounds like fun.
How do you even move around with that? Though?
I think you like know, you tap man. The left drum to like move left. And you keep drumming.
All right, let's look at these specs for this
ridiculous.
PC real quick. Core i7-670. Oh, that's nice. I think it's what I have.
Yeah, he's got some really good specs in here. Apparently, the heating is not an issue.
Impressive.
Interesting.
Wish I could say the same about
the
my
CPU.
Opinion.
Runs at around 60 to 70 Celsius while under max stress, and the GPU at 70 to 80 Celsius. The ambient temperature in the case from two stress tests go to about 50 Celsius. So playing it at games at top settings, temperatures rarely go anywhere near those numbers. Plus, I spread the heat sources around the case, which each of the three fans blowing air across them. Okay, so he has like all the components that would heat up. He like directed them away from each other, and he's having fans blow across them.
Very nice.
Okay,
you
know,
that's an engineering marvel.
That's really
right
clever.
There.
Where can I buy one?
He didn't use any glue or adhesives at all. Just all Lego and PC hardware.
Awesome.
How did he wait? So how did he attach stuff then?
Very
did he just like fit. He just like fit it in.
No
okay,
joke.
Listen,
that's how I did it.
Listen
he
here,
like,
a
probably slot it in into the grooves, probably, and just design it. In
yeah,
such a
that's
way
what I'm looking at.
Where that actually works.
Yeah, here's the construction step by step.
What?
It's pretty crazy. Like, he uses a lot of Technic memes that just kind of cross over each other.
For a second, I thought you said Technic memes.
Yeah, I heard that too.
You guys, man. Get your
man,
head
some,
out of the...
Someone, someone's
get your
been...
head out the dank memes.
Well, back off. These memes are too dank.
Is that...
I'm trying so hard to get through it now.
Excuse me, I am cool. I don't leave my milk sitting out.
If you want to be cool, you gotta build yourself like this computer, so you can stay extra cool. You know what I mean?
Unlike the milk that's left now.
Yeah, good job, LJ. So much for lactose intolerant.
What do you mean, so much for lactose intolerant? That didn't
you're
change.
The one that was drinking most of the milk.
No,
we should go through
not.
Our vlogs and see who's actually drinking
the milk. I honestly, like...
I mean, to be honest, I feel like most of our vlogs take place where we're not drinking anything.
I can tell you the single time I drank any of the milk there, and it was a cup of milk that Meso prepared for me after
I thought you didn't drink any milk at all. How
can we not go back to the
milk?
There
is one LJ milk drink is actually on recording.
Yeah, the single one is on recording. It's when I had those ghost pepper chips, and he had a glass of milk.
Ah, yes, I remember that.
It was like the first night.
Next year, I'm going to record.
But I never prepared it. I never touched the milk.
Yeah, I'm actually going to do that.
Let's just, all right, how about we just not buy milk next time?
Any
just
drink
all
is
grab,
preferable.
Yeah, can we just...
We'll just all take, like... Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll just take, like, sodas and stuff.
I mean, it's not the milk that's the problem. It's the fact that it was left out.
Yeah, but, like, any other drink can be left out.
Okay, here's what we should do. Here's what we're going to do next year.
He didn't like his milk. He thought he realized that he was lactose intolerant.
I mean,
that is...
What do you mean, I realized? Do you think I discovered this at Brick Fair?
I believe you forgot.
Also,
I forgot that you left that milk out.
I didn't forget
you left the
that
milk
I'm lactose intolerant.
And
actually,
you left the milk out.
There is no the proof that you finished your entire glass of milk. I prepared for you.
Also, you prepared
I
kind of
doubt
it.
You did, actually.
I do doubt
well,
that I did,
I guess
actually.
There's no way to know.
Yeah, I mean, if you're lactose intolerant.
So what happened to that cup of milk?
It spilled! There's the freaking
yeah. Hold up now.
Listen, who's untrustworthy now?
You're taking a swig of milk, but we have no guarantee that you finished the milk.
I'm not
what
denying.
Happened to that cup of milk?
Why? I did not know. I legitimately am not sure.
You didn't dump it immediately?
I might have because I could not drink the entirety of it.
Let's do some digging. I'll check the footage
because. if I didn't drink it, I didn't want to leave it out. Because, keep in mind, I only took a couple of swigs to just down the stupid ghost pepper chips.
So it was
I'm
Messer's
suspicious
fault.
Now. I think you might have left a cup of milk out.
Cup of milk.
A cup of milk compared to the entire container.
The tables have turned.
The turning tables.
I mean, so there were several cups of milk left out. It wasn't just one. So
it wasn't just milk. It was other stuff.
If it was me, then I will take responsibility for
that cup
of milk.
Well, there's no way to know. So I don't know if you'll ever take responsibility.
All right, off to the electric chair.
Okay, yeah, all right, hold on. I feel we skipped a couple of steps.
You know, if you had just admitted this like a half hour ago.
I'm a bit salty about that.
Yeah.
To be fair.
You're throwing shade at everybody like, oh, and then turns out, oh, well, I guess
yeah, but I'm also not vehemently denying it.
You were.
Hey.
When?
Earlier.
You said you didn't have any milk.
Earlier.
I said that I never got any of the milk. I never drank any of the
milk. Yes, and then
but then you did, and then you possibly
left
it out.
I drank
two mouthfuls of milk.
Two mouthfuls of milk.
So when you said I didn't drink any milk, you are not reliable.
Okay,
then. Is that what I'm getting at?
On the first day that I
LJ, wait. So here's what I'm saying. So you originally said you didn't drink milk. We literally have video of you not looking at milk, apparently, which is your thing of being reliable, literally drinking milk, and now you might have possibly left it out.
I didn't drink any milk I prepared.
Oh my god!
What the freaking news?
That was
garbage. Terrible.
That just makes it sound more gross.
This is making me realize that it almost seems more likely that the people who are saying they didn't drink milk are more likely to have prepared milk and then forgot about it.
I know it because I questioned why we bought it. I was like, do we really need to fill our whole gallon of milk? I don't even like it. I don't want
it. That is the only time I touched
it. I swear.
Well, sure, okay, but the last time you said you never touched any milk, and now it's like, oh no, I do remember once. I might have left it out
what
there.
Is the
I'm
truth
sorry.
Anymore?
I take responsibility.
It's not this like I forgot because I didn't sit there and make myself a glass of something and then purposefully left it out. Mr. Ramen
Who the
Noodles.
Hell purposely leaves things
Mr.
out.
Mr. Ramen Noodles.
You still purposely had something
oh,
out.
Oh yeah, I'm going to leave this milk to go off so it annoys Var or everybody else who's wrong. No.
What are you saying?
You said
no, here's the thing. You
left
just
the milk
until
out.
Someone pointed it out, you just
out.
Kept silent about it.
Okay, no. Like... Kept silent and this
forgot?
Is an issue.
You just want to watch the world burn.
Partially.
You know, it's just...
No, listen, this is a different thing cuz I never outright intended to drink any milk cuz I could not drink it regularly.
I didn't intend to drink milk, but they came to me in the night and they stuck the jug in my face.
I never made myself a glass of milk or a cup of milk.
What does it have to do with anything? We're not talking about
because
oh, did you
we're
make
talking
a glass of milk?
About all
we're
the different
about
cups of
it
milk
out.
That were left out and the entire carton of milk that was left out, which I did not do.
All right.
But you
so
did.
Anyway.
Well, I mean, you say you didn't do, but we've just established that. That's
I
not
mean, maybe LJ left his cup of milk out, and Messer left the jug of milk that he used to prepare LJ's cup of milk out.
Actually, ooh, that's,
and
that's
the reason
an
we got the milk
theory.
Out is because of Messer's stupid chips.
The milk gallon is quite an interesting theory.
I'm looking at the video right now, I'm watching it right
I
now.
I cannot refute this gallon of milk theory.
This is what tears us apart. This is
gonna be the mouthfuls of milk.
This family is
who brought up the milk?
Apart.
Who is the Zemo in our group that brought up the milk?
222 episodes and two mouthfuls of milk destroys us.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, guys. Oh my gosh, I'm watching the video. You know what LJ does after he takes the two swigs of milk?
What's he do? What?
He leaves
is
it
the
on
gallon,
the counter.
Is the gallon on the counter? Look for the gallon.
Actually, yeah, is there any footage of the gallon itself? Because that'll tell us if it was messed up or not.
This There's is the best Sherlock
like
Holmes
if it's
mystery.
On the counter next to
if
the
it's in that same
then it was totally messed up that left
I
it
see,
there.
I see two cups of, I don't know what's in them.
Probably milk.
If it is milk, that's extra funny because by this point I had barely walked into the house.
People that's wonder
no,
why
you're not
I don't.
There. You are not there during this part. You are.
So, no, he was.
I don't say much during these podcasts because of stuff like this, where they spend the whole time talking about some stupid
you
jug
were not
of
there
milk.
During this part.
There are two rolls of paper towels, Frosted Flakes, all but right. No jug.
Exonerated.
Interesting. The mystery continues.
Okay, so I'm guilty,
guilty
of one
all
cup of
the
milk.
Same.
Too sick to be ashamed.
No copyright
no,
music.
Well, yes, I was probably sick because I drank a cup of milk.
You
and I
want to point your no. finger, but there's no one else to blame.
Okay,
you're guilty.
You gave love a bad name.
All the same.
Man, I gotta be empathetic towards all the Bionicle fans that were like, yes, they're talking about G1. This is going to be a great podcast. And then 40 minutes of milk.
No, guys, it's malt.
I guess you can say we're milking this discussion.
Oh, yeah.
We all make mistakes sometimes.
No. We all make mistakes.
Let's sometimes. Talk about Doctor yeah. Strange, guys. It's been... Oh,
no.
Wait.
I haven't
we
seen
can't
it.
Do it.
Come on, guys.
Freaking...
Flav just said she hasn't seen it either. Why are you pointing
yeah.
the finger at me?
Stop spilling.
Well,
stop pointing.
Actually, you know what? To be fair, at VAR, Flav has less of an excuse because it came out earlier in England.
Yeah.
I
no,
well, no.
Flav worked at
no,
a freaking
no,
movie
no.
theater.
She,
what are you talking
true.
About? She has more
she
of an excuse.
Less.
No, I said she has less
of
an excuse.
Less of an excuse.
She has less of an excuse than you because it came out
wow,
earlier for her.
VAR, wait,
do you mean,
I'm sorry.
Do you think I'm able
Man.
To do that? Like, I
someone really
wants
to be a victim.
Have to wait to be picked up from my work. That's how isolated
okay,
I am.
To be fair,
in the meantime, while you wait,
but you're already
no,
in a theater where you can see the movie. Though.
Right, but to be fair, though, like
I,
that's
I
where
can't.
You work.
I'm stuck behind
you know?
A counter. How am I supposed
when
to go see
off.
It?
It's like I would never. I don't want to take a taxi cab ever. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
I'm like I'm ready out.
No,
I'm
like
done.
I have to negotiate with the people I know, and I cannot.
When
stay
I went
late.
To the library,
plot twist.
I never.
There's a video of Bar pouring himself a cup of milk.
No,
no way.
Let me see this. No.
What?
Let me see it. Link it. Link it right now.
No!
No!
Man!
Link it.
just Ooh. Kidding.
Big Mouth!
Come on, Ben. Ben, I swear, Ben, I swear, had you found that, this would have been the best episode ever.
I'm gonna pour myself a cup of milk.
I guess, okay.
Let's all browse
really,
these videos right
really,
now.
I really, really wish that was the case, so I could say, the milk thickens.
Well, it thickens because it was left out for so long.
That's the whole point of the
All right.
Your plot has been spoiled.
Well, we may not be able to talk about Doctor Strange, but without spoiling, Var, you saw Fantastic Beasts and where to find them.
Oh, yeah.
Was it good?
You find them with milk. You just leave the milk out and the Fantastic Beasts come. I'm sorry,
it
go
was
on.
So good, dude. Oh my gosh, it was really, really, really good. If anyone, if you've read the Harry Potter books, you'll love the movie. No,
what
like, no
I,
doubt
what
about
if you've
it,
watched the Harry Potter movies?
If you watch the Harry Potter movies, well, likelihood of you actually understanding what the heck was going on in the movies is zero to none, so, like, I doubt you'll like the movie.
What if you listen to the books with
that's the same thing as reading the book
at audibletrial.com/TTV.
Nice. Yeah, if you go to audibletrial.com/TTV, all the audiobooks for Harry Potter are actually up there, and I have actually been listening to all the audiobooks from Audible.
We can vouch for him, definitely. Yeah, he's in sync listening to him.
So it's actually a pretty cool deal, and you get an extra credit every month for a free book. So if you actually do sign up for the subscription and you want to pay the $14.99, you get one free book every single month.
Wait, it's $14.99? Really cool. Just $14.99? I paid $24.99.
What the heck?
Rip you.
Do you have a student thing? Did you do like?
I literally used our trial to set up my account, so no.
I used our trial too.
I don't know what happened there then.
Okay, well there you go, fans. $14.99.
It's actually
that's
cool.
Actually,
anyway, yes.
No, that's a really great deal. Holy crap.
Fantastic Beasts. Yeah, it's a really good deal because you get a free book. You basically get half off because, like, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, for instance, is $33. $14.99 a month, you get a free book. You get that book for half the price off, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool. Also, the Audible app for iOS is actually really, really nice. It's got a lot of cool features. It's really good. I like doing it whenever I'm working on art or going to bed. It's got, like, a nice little, like, sleep timer on it.
Yes, the sleep timer is amazing.
Yeah, so you can have it like cut off after a chapter or like after a certain amount of time while you're listening to it in case you don't want to miss out when you fall asleep to it. It's really cool. Very nice app. It's got a light theme and a dark theme too. It's really cool. Anyway, Fantastic Beast. Excellent movie. If you're a fan of Harry Potter, I definitely recommend going to see it. The movie itself is, I mean, it's not like the greatest movie in the world. It definitely suffers from the setup movie. It's the first movie in a series and it feels like it, but the new things that they introduce to the Wizarding World are very, very exciting, and the implications that it has for the future of the story, ooh, a lot of things will make sense.
That's very good.
Ah. So if you liked Deathly Hallows and you were really interested by the side plot of that book, you're gonna love these new movies.
Very nice, because that's
definitely
that's reassuring for me, because I've had very little faith in the thing. The concept didn't interest me, the trailers didn't impress me, and none of the news we heard about it made it sound particularly gripping. But now that it's come out, everything I've been hearing about it has been basically positive, to varying degrees. Some people are like over the moon, and some people are like it's a good setup movie, but most people seem to like it to some degree. So
it is one of those things like Warcraft, I feel, or like fans, really dedicated fans, like it more because of what they can see being set up and what, you know, they can see being going forward. And there are other like critics, movie critics, who maybe were not fans of the book, don't find it as captivating. So it is something for you to decide if you are like an avid fan of Harry Potter.
I don't think it's the best Harry Potter movie so far, for sure. It's absolutely better, heads and tails better than any of the other Harry Potter movies David Yates directed.
Wow.
It's the same director. Him working directly with Rowling has paid off immensely. They changed the way magic works in the movie in a sense that almost like The Force Awakens changed how lightsaber battles work. It's like really, really cool to actually see. The effects are really, really cool to see. The beasts are really cool to see. I will say that The thing, Mesa, that you mentioned, how you weren't interested in the concept and the trailer seemed kind of boring, it's part of the plot.
Interesting.
So, I think they kind of intentionally did that.
Wow. Well, alrighty then. Fine by me.
Yeah, so it's really worth seeing, I think, especially if you're a Harry Potter fan. That's if you're not cool. a Harry Potter fan, I mean, it'll be a fun movie. It'll be a fun time. I don't think you're going to get as much out of it, for sure. So, like, there's a lot of things that I think really, really helps to be a fan to see. Because there's
a lot of things
to view.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of references. I mean, there's not really... There's a lot of references to things from the Harry Potter books, but they're hidden well. It's not like... The Force Awakens where it's blatant, yeah. like there's a big pan shot over to the Millennium Falcon with music playing or anything. It's not like that. But there are a lot of Harry Potter things in it that you won't understand unless you've read the book. But it doesn't matter as much. So it's kind of just a nice family-friendly movie.
But it may matter in future movies.
It might matter in future movies. I think the things that will matter in future movies you'll get, even if you didn't read the books.
But it would enrich your experience it just won't, to do them.
Yeah, it won't be as exciting.
All right.
Because knowing what they're going to do for the future plot, having that built up in the books released years ago is pretty impressive. J.K. Rowling's ability to pre-plan things and set things up years in advance is just mind-bogglingly awesome. So, yeah, definitely see the movie. It's really
very, very nice. I will be going to see it at some point. But that's awesome to hear that it's good, because they're making multiple sequels, so it kind of needs to be good. I got to hit the ground running.
Yeah, I remember when we first heard they were making 5 movies, and we were like, are they really going to make 5 movies about collecting like Pokemon, basically?
No. I thought the movie also looked boring from the trailers as well. I was excited for it because, you know, Harry Potter, but I was like, it looks okay. I might see it on like DVD or something. But now that you've said that, I'm more on board with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited to see... a movie that isn't an adaptation, because we've been going through, we've been on a Harry Potter kick
recently.
Yeah,
it really helps.
And although, like, been watching all the movies and stuff, and it's like, there's so much stuff they leave out just because it's a book and you're trying to put it into a movie, and a movie's a different format, you know? You show different things during a movie. There's different types of pacing during a movie. And so, you lose a lot of stuff from an adaptation from a book to a movie, but now this is actually made for a movie. This is a Wizarding World movie, and so the pacing
and
everything is
made. And it feels like
J.K.
Rowling, too. That's the best thing about it. Reading The Cursed Child, you read that book and you're like, what is this? This feels like fan fiction.
Oh yeah, we read that during the, well, you guys did.
We did, we did.
The movie.
Guy gave me a play-by-play on the way to Whole Foods. I didn't need to read it.
Yeah, the movie absolutely feels like J.K. Rowling was directly involved with it. It's J.K. Rowling all the way throughout. The way
I
it
really
starts, the way
go
it ends,
it.
The middle part, all J.K. Rowling. Definitely.
Very,
feels like
very so, nice. Well,
yeah. I will say though that I did, one of my thoughts after leaving the movie was that. Kind of wish I read this in a book.
Wow.
It doesn't completely lose that whole adaption feeling, but at the same time, it's definitely catered more towards a movie, better than the Harry Potter movies were. So it works. It's just, at the same time, I was like thinking to myself, this would have been cool to read. So that is definitely a thought.
Well, if you want to read it, boy, do I have news for you.
The screenplay, available on audibletrial.com/TTV. You can download the full screenplay for Fantastic Beasts, and you can read that, too.
Wow, you knew where that was going. All right.
Yeah, read it while you're watching the movie.
And taking a swig of milk. Be sure not to leave it out, though.
All right. I think we need to go ahead and begin to wrap up this episode of TTV.
Hold up. You guys spend 40 minutes talking about milk. I want to spend 2 minutes on something I care about.
Listen, man, if there was something really interesting that you had to contribute to the episode, you would have done it earlier.
I was waiting for you guys to shut up about milk.
What do you care about?
We shut up about milk a while ago.
You are quite patient if you waited an hour.
Yeah, but then you guys were going on about Harry Potter.
What's up, Tacoma?
Okay, all right. What do you care about?
I just want to highlight a community creation.
Okay. Is it a glass of milk?
No, it's Kazapar's song.
Okay, we're done. Let's end.
Incredible song. Yeah. Tack versus Pizza Slice the Musical.
Yeah, Kazapar's okay. Great. Nobody cares. Screw this. Let's just finish.
Kazapar deserves all this praise.
Kazapar is awesome,
yeah. Yeah, Kazapar is great.
We can have it play as the outro.
I'll do it. I'm fine with it.
Oh, no.
Not? What do you mean? Should we ask him? Or should we be like... Well, he is remixing our own content, so in a way, we kind of own it.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Well, hold on. This isn't our content. This is Takuma's content.
That's fair. Yeah. That is
Takuma, you're
a
crazy person.
So Takuma kind of owns it.
Like why?
Wow, I didn't realize the level of crazy has gone up.
Watch out. Watch out.
Careful. We got a pizza eater over here.
Oh, watch out. He's got a pizza.
Remember at Brick Fair?
Oh, he just put on a milk cup. Oh.
Man, we were all pretty, like, pretty awesome at Brick Fair because we all ate pizza.
Dude,
that was crazy.
I wish that we had bought, like, two or three more of those pizzas. Those are good pizzas, dude.
They were good.
No, we left them out. There was still pizza left over.
I was eating it at 4 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't complaining. I took them
home.
Well,
you got to keep in mind, Mess was wishing that we did that because him and I, we both ate the gluten-free
pizzas.
I just
want to be selfish
and buy
another
gluten-free
pizza.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, well, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Thank you very much for listening to episode 222 of the TTV podcast. Two mouthfuls of milk.
2%.
Too much.
And we're giving it 2% you.
This podcast is 2% milk.
No.
So thank you all very much for listening. If you want to support us on Patreon, you can do so at patreon.com/thetdvchannel. Our new perks will be up soon. We got them made. We just got to, like, make an announcement video, basically.
We're trying to figure out. Yeah, we're trying to figure out how to announce that. So
stay tuned for that. But if you want to subscribe right now, you can get early access to the TTV Brick feed and the TTV podcast audio over on Patreon. So go over there and do that if you feel like it. It's much appreciated. It helps a ton. So with that out of the way, thanks for watching, and we'll see you all next week for the next exciting episode of the TTV podcast. I'm Mesa.
I'm Rotoran.
I'm LJ.
I'm Jonathan.
I'm Venathan.
I'm Fwefferton.
I'm Takuma.
And farewell, everybody! Until next time.
Here's a question for you. What sound does a sheep make when it explodes? Gerdewit got a rocket in the face again. Oh no.